Hello everybody, thanks for joining us again. This is Titanic Boulevard, not far from where the great ship, the Titanic, was made here in Belfast by Harland and Wolff. And that ship had three class compartments. 225 people travelled first class, 285 people travelled second class, 706 people travelled third class, and there was a crew of 908. You had all sorts of people in the Titanic: fur traders, bankers, merchants, builders, school teachers, farmers, housewives, deckhands, chefs, cooks, maids, doctors, nurses, all sorts of different things, many of them looking for and hoping for a new start in the new world in New York City. And then there was the crew eking out a living, traveling on the great ship, the Titanic, hoping to return again perhaps to their native city of Belfast or somewhere in England like Southampton. All sorts of classes traveling on the ship, but the reality is they were all in the same boat. We live in a world that seems to be greatly divided between the wealthy and the poor, between the religious and the irreligious. Different nations rise up and rise against other nations, and there's all sorts of different distinctions in our society: the educated, the uneducated, the rich, the poor, black, white, male, female, and so it goes on. And we're all travelling the road of life, but the reality is we are all in the same ship. We're all someday going to stand before our great God and our great Saviour. You know, in Bible times people put great distinction on whether you were a Jew or a Gentile, and even amongst the Jewish community there were different tribes and different sects and so on and so forth. And outside of that, amongst the Gentiles there were rich nations and poor nations and all sorts of things. But yet the great Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 3 said these words. Romans chapter 3 and verse number 10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way, they are all together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. And then Romans chapter 3 and verse number 23. For there is no difference, verse 23, for all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you live. I don't know what you do for a living. I don't know what your religious beliefs are. I don't know whether you're a Christian or a non-Christian. I don't know whether you're a Protestant or a Roman Catholic or an atheist or an agnostic. I don't know whether you're a Presbyterian or a Methodist or a Baptist or Church of Ireland. I don't know anything about you as you listen in. But we know this, that regardless of where we are in life or what class or tier we think we're in, the Bible says there's no difference. We're all of one blood. We've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God. And we're all in the same world, and we're all in the same boat. We're living in a world that's lost, a world that's broken, a world that's sinking. And we're all in need of God's great salvation. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we, all of us, must be saved. Acts chapter 17 says, God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. The word of God says every one of us shall give an account of himself before God. And in John chapter 3, the Lord Jesus Christ said to Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The reality is there's no difference between any of us. We're either in Christ or out of Christ, and yet we all need a Savior. Have you ever thought about those things today? Are your sins forgiven? Are you under the blood? Are you saved? Time to get right with God, folks. This world of ours is sinking fast, and the sun in world history is sinking fast as well. Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Why not admit your sin? Why not confess that sin? Repent of it and put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and know that you're right with him. God bless you. Thank you for listening. If we can help you, get in touch with us. and we look to the Lord for his blessing in these days.